Happy to 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got a great event happening this Saturday. We have the Deaf Cultural Festival happening at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. And here in the studio to tell us all about it is Shannon Stone and Christine. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Yeah, doing well.
Awesome. How are you?
Hey, I am glad to be talking to you about this event. So tell me about how this event came about, first of all.
Okay, so we've had a nice long relationship with the deaf and hard of hearing community here in Kansas City over the last few years. So this year we've managed to pull together an annual festival, the Deaf Cultural Festival. It is on September 8th from 10 to 4 p.m. And everyone is most welcome to attend. It's not just for people who may be deaf or hard of hearing or who are ASL fluent. We've got things for absolutely everyone, regardless of what level of ASL they might be or no level of ASL. Yeah.
Tell us about some of the things that's going to happen at the festival.
Sure. So we're celebrating American Sign Language during Kansas City's Deaf Cultural Month, which is in September. So we're one of many events that are happening across the city. We've got a number of tours that are occurring in American Sign Language, as well as a art walk through the galleries where you can learn some ASL through our collection.
Okay.
We've got a few out-of-town performers coming in into Kansas City, one of which is Matt Maxey, who was a ASL interpreter for Chance the Rapper.
Oh, okay.
And he'll be performing ASL hip-hop.
Nice. And I've been seeing that a lot lately. I don't know, for those who don't know, if you've seen any hip-hop shows lately, I have been seeing more people doing sign language at shows, which is a nice thing to see, for real, so not everybody doesn't feel they left out at a concert, so that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We'll also have an ASL cafe in the block lobby. So this is a great opportunity, again, to learn some American Sign Language and order your food in ASL.
All right. And, of course, I also see here you can connect with a deaf art through hands-on art activities with deaf artist Cicely Boga. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so she's a young artist from Chicago. She's a ceramic sculpture artist, and she'll be facilitating a couple of workshops throughout the day. So you can learn to do some work with ceramics or with clay, and also learn about the deaf experience through a deaf artist.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me what time this festival will kick off and all that good stuff.
So it starts at 10 and we will be concluding by 4 p.m. Throughout the day, we've got ASL interpreters throughout the day as well. So they'll be there to voice or sign whatever you need. Some of our performances in the Atkins Auditorium will be live captioned as well. So there's definitely accommodations, and it's as accessible as possible for everybody. And it's free.
And it's free. That's the most important thing everybody need to know. This event is free. Will this be inside and outside or both?
Mostly inside, although we do have a Wendell Castle tour happening in ASL, and some of that will be outdoors.
Okay, all right. So if they need more information, where can they go to get this?
So please go to our website, nelsonatkins.org/festivals.
Please get out there and support. I appreciate you coming in and giving us this information. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.